Golf WRX, your all-inclusive internet golf headquarters, is proud to present a chat with Parva Golf. Today we're proud to have the head man himself, the president of Parva Golf, Larry Edlund. Larry, how much influence did Fuzzy have on the development of the Citation series?
Well, if you're looking on the website right now and seeing the cavity back Citation series, he did not have a lot of development with that. That was developed actually about this time last year for introduction this fall before we were back into our relationship. What Fuzzy is working very close with now is the development of a Citation forged iron. It's not up on the site. The golf club will be introduced sometime in June, it looks. It's carbon steel, pure forged, not a form forged, with entirely milled cavities, so very precise. It has a profile that that Fuzzy chose, it's going to be just a beautiful, beautiful golf club, and it's going to have a deep cavity. It'll be available a couple of different ways. It's going to be available with your traditional 2 and 3 and 4 irons. There will also be hybrid options to that, because as we know, even on tour, so many of the better players are bagging at least 1 or 2 hybrids, which has just been a godsend to the average golfer, the whole hybrid category. So he's been very, very involved, and will continue to be as we broaden what we call the FC series. So, we look forward to working with him. He hits everything, I can promise you that.
Really? Does he really?
Yeah, he does. Let me back that up. When I say he hits everything, he's in his bag right now is a prototype series of the iron, because we're still making some modifications to it cosmetically. He's waiting on a driver that we're finalizing. So his bag, we're hoping by mid-June will contain the new PowerBuilt Citation driver, couple of hybrids, and of course he's already playing a full set of irons. When I say he hits everything, he tests out all products that are going to bear his name and gets involved in the design. So he's actively involved. It's not just run it by the office, let him give it the blessing, and off it goes. So we enjoy that. That's what we want.
What kind of guy is he? He just seems like he'd be a blast to hang out with.
You know, what you see is what you get. He is, his history on tour is exactly the way Fuzzy is. I have not seen an alternative side to Fuzzy, regardless if it's a business meeting or in a social environment. He deals with stress in his life by being jovial, and him whistling down the fairway on the tied for the lead on the 18th hole is Fuzzy. And so he's been good for golf for sure, and
absolutely.
He's certainly been good for PowerBuilt over the years and the other companies that he's represented. But Fuzzy is Fuzzy, and I can't say that there's a side to him that would be any different than what people anticipate Fuzzy being, which is just a relaxed, good guy that, you want to sit and tell jokes and have a beer with. He's just a great person.
Neat, cool stuff. Larry, could you describe the design and R&D process for your golf equipment?
Sure. It certainly all starts with a concept. You have to decide what it is that you want to design into the particular product, whether it be a wood or it be an iron. And you have to look at not only what's in the industry right now, but where you think that the industry is going to be literally 9 months to a year in advance. Because once you start this process, that's about the time frame that it takes to get the product to market the way that you want it. So, you know, we're sitting today looking at, do you pull the trigger on squared drivers, or do you do your MOI design in a more traditional shape? And and you're looking at changes in as shafts, as, and so you have to adjust your head to the performance of those different types of shafts that are out there. Do you put screws in the golf clubs, or do you weight them internally? You know, so there's a lot that goes into just the conceptual side, and then each company has their own distinct personalities to it that you want to try to create into the golf club. And you know, Powerbilt will always have in their Citation line some type of back weighting system into it, which goes back to our Persimmon days. It's not always going to be a visible brass back weight on the back, but it's going to incorporate that that technology, because that's a little bit of an identification of what we're about. But anyway, then you take it and you get it into drawings, which you then move into the CAD drawings and go into the process of you know, getting prototypes made up. You have to adjust the weights. You have to check the positioning of the center of gravity. You have to measure the MOI. And you know, there's a variety of different measurements that you have to take on a golf club to ensure that it's going to be durable, that it is going to perform well with the shaft, etc. And then you you know, you make those adjustments and you go into a series of both subjective and objective testing. You you know, you can put a golf club on a hitting machine and, you know, certainly measure the distances and the you know, and the accuracy of the golf club, but you got to stick it in players' hands of all different calipers and or calibers rather, and see what they think. You know, how does it feel? And you know, a better player is going to hit down and through the ball, and is going to have one feel, and the average golfer is going to sweep it and hit the ball lower on the club face, and they're going to have a different feel. So you got to try to create those balances and adjust those, you know, those center of gravities to the type of club you design for the type of player you design. So it's, and then you've got the whole cosmetic side of it, and very, very often getting the cosmetics correct is as difficult, if not more difficult sometimes, than, you know, even getting the performance correct. So, you know, it's, from the time that you started on paper, if it's on a fast track, you're about 9 months, and if you're on a standard track, it's a year, and if it's, you know, a slow track, it could be 18 months. So it's a fairly involved process, and then you rely on your vendors. You know, you've got to we do cannon testing for durability, you know, through our vendors, and we use Iron Byrons and that through some of our vendors as well, and independent testing. So there's a lot going on, really.
Interesting. Now, Larry, are there any other players using Powerbilt on tour at this time, and are there plans to sponsor any more tour players in the future?
Well, they're currently, Fuzzy is the only one under contract. Now, if you want to talk about a tour history a little bit, ours would be, oh boy, it would be tough to beat, actually, our tour history, which a lot of people won't realize this as well. We've had over 120 PGA Tour wins throughout our history by contract tour players. You mentioned names earlier like Frank Beard. Of course, we had the Bobby Nichols. We had the Gay Brewers of the world. We had Frank Beard. Larry Mize chipped in as a Powerbilt contract tour player against Greg Norman. Fuzzy Zeller, as we mentioned earlier, won two majors along with many other tour events. We've had Chip Beck play our clubs. We've had Steve Lowry play our clubs. We've had Grant Waite play our clubs. We've had many of the LPGA Tour players play our clubs. So we've had a long storied history. Won 8 majors total, even going all the way back to Olin Dutra. And so, you know, currently we have fuzzy again because you have to create a balance as to, you know, how much you want to spend out with, you know, on tour, and how it affects the price of your clubs, and how that can impact your brand against the competition. So, you know, something to be said about, you know, is two or three going to do any more for your brand than one? But more importantly, what we have to look at is that because we are a heritage brand, we have 19 licensees around the world representing 23 countries that do a phenomenal job with our brand. We've got tremendous brand strength in Australia, South Korea, Japan, England, Europe, South Africa. And so what can we do as a company here that will positively affect their business there? Fuzzy is a tour player that, you know, can raise his hand and said, I won the U.S. Open and the Masters playing Powerball Golf. That benefits all of our licensees regardless of where they are. You get a young kid out there that you don't know if he's going to play in 30 events. You don't know if he'll certainly ever either be on TV or certainly to win a tournament. And you got to, you know, really look at it and say, you know, is that going to help some guy in Italy that's, you know, putting a lot of time and energy into Powerball there? Or is that going to help my guy in Australia? And so you got to be, because we're a heritage brand and we've got such great strength overseas, whatever we do is, we do to try to benefit as many of the licensees as we can. So sometimes our expenditures aren't always as clear to the people in the U.S. as they are on a worldwide basis.
Gotcha. What is your percentage of business overseas compared to the States?
Oh, gosh. Outside of the United States, it's about 70% of the total volume.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's we've had a lot of people been doing Powerball for a lot of years outside the country. And we are one of the better U.S. brands in distribution outside of the U.S. And a lot of that has to do with our, you know, our heritage and our history, being in golf as long as we have.
Sure, sure. Okay. What set of golfers were each of the series of golf equipment designed for, the Citation, the Powerbelt, and the TPS brand?
So what type of golfers?
Yeah, if I was a scratch golfer, where am I going to go? To the TPS, and if I was a mid handicap and high handicap, where am I going?
The Citation line and Citation brand will always represent our ultra premium, if you will, line of products. And we're always going to have cater to two types of golfers. We will always have the Players Club, which is what we're working on right now with Fuzzy. And as you had said that you remember playing the Citation Blades growing up, we will always try to maintain that product line within the Citation line, and it will have some form of that Citation wing on the back, and you'll see that in the new blade when it comes out. We will also always have a premium player improvement club that is can be utilized by, well, in many cases it can be utilized by a low handicapper if they're used to playing castings with offsets. But it is also very, very forgiving. It can be utilized by high handicappers. And, of course, we'll offer a variety of different shafts for which the shafts, as much as anything, is going to zero it in more towards a better player or a mid or high handicapper. TPS is kind of a mid-priced, upper mid-priced, if you will, series, and we even go into package sets now. Package sets is a big, big part of the business. You know, years ago it was what we called 3 and 8s. You could go in and buy 3 woods and 8 irons, and
sure.
Our Grand Slam series did phenomenal on that. It would typically at retail be $399. And what's interesting today and good for today's golfer is they can go in and get a pure 6'4 titanium head, stainless fairway woods, all with graphite, 2 hybrids. A full set of stainless irons, alignment style putter, and a really nice golf bag, and walk out the door with that for $399. So, yeah, the consumer is definitely getting more bang for the buck, and you know, that's been just kind of in that. And that's more of a mid-level, you know. You can also buy, if you will, excuse the term, but junk in package sets if you're not careful. But, of course, we're not going to put that out. But the average golfer, the weekend golfer, well, I say weekend, the guy that plays once or twice a month that, you know, only wants to put so much towards their golf game can get incredible value at $399 in the marketplace nowadays.
Outstanding.
Yeah, and we also do junior clubs. We're very, very proud of our junior line. We've got 4 different series, you know, for the boys, 2 different series for the girls. They're stainless heads. They're, you know, got all composite shafts. They come with a great little stand bag, alignment putters, and, you know, just to, you know, get them started on the right foot. And what's interesting, when we got into juniors, and again, the consumer may not know this, we started to really do competitive analysis of the other brands' junior clubs, and we're surprised to find how so many of them basically had taken an adult head, downsized it, developed it in zinc, and when you do that, you end up with a sweet spot that's high in the heel and would feel absolutely horrible to some, you know, young kid trying to learn the game. So we took a lot of time and energy. We've made them out of stainless. The sweet spot is in the dead center of the face where it should be, and we feel we got the best junior golf club on the marketplace.
Outstanding. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Talking about more interesting stuff, MOI is a huge buzzword in the golf industry, Larry.
Right.
How does Power Build go about incorporating this into their clubs?
Well, we've got, you know, we represent the MOI technology 2 different ways in the marketplace right now. We have a golf club that will be shortly introduced in the U.S., but it's already introduced into the European market, called the Slugger. And it is a square driver technology, where you're taking the weight and extending it out on the far heel toe perimeters of the back of the golf club. The Citation line that we're in development of for next year is going to have a little bit more of a traditional shape, but again, equally as high of an MOI, where it's again positioned deep into the back, and will, you know, meet the limitations by the USGA on what the MOI can be. So we do it 2 different ways. We do it in a traditional shape. When I say traditional, it's a little bit of an elongated, but it is a, more of an oblong shape than what you've got with the square. Now, what's interesting and cool about golf is that I think we're going to start to see more shapes, and we're looking at shapes that are, you know, non-traditional, looking at ways to try to maximize MOI. But it's, you know, right now it's, you know, square is the one that's, I think, got the industry, you know, really trying to guess where it's going right now. And it is going to be interesting to see where square does go. It it is effective. It does, you know, maximize the MOI. It's not the only way to do it. We've seen Titleist come with a real, you know, unique, not triangular shaped, but pointed back club. And, you know, I think that that's going to be part of the, you know, the new energy coming out of golf is the maximization of shapes, more so than anything else.
Are you guys working on anything else right now for the future release?
Yeah, we're working on a full, probably 4 new models, which will be launched this fall, and including the Fuzzy line, but like I said, that'll be early summer. And so, yeah, we've got a few things that are somewhat proprietary, which I can't get into detail on design.
Sure.
But we're also doing some modifications to some lines, which we're just, you're always working on continual improvement. And you'll learn a lot once you get a club in the field for a year. And so, you're always working on something. And very often we work on are working on products for markets outside the U.S. where the U.S. will never, never see the product. You got the Japanese market, which, puts a lot of engineering, if you will, into the design. They still like to use face inserts, whether those are miraging faces or titanium, and very, very expensive golf shafts. And so in a very, very, distinct cosmetic look. So there's very, very little that transfers over from the U.S. market to the Japanese market without some type of modification to it, and as well as South Korea. And those are really the only, most of Europe and Australia, New Zealand will pretty much adopt the U.S. designs, maybe with some shaft changes, but the Asian market.
Golf WRX, your all-inclusive internet golf headquarters, is proud to present a chat with Powerboat Golf. Today we're proud to have the head man himself, the president of Powerboat Golf, Larry Edlund.
It's totally different.
I just got a call from